The Irish Times and Irish Examiner both lead today with government plans to introduce tighter travel restrictions. We're told that ministers will today examine whether to intensify checks on people quarantining at home after travel, with fines under consideration for those found not to be complying with stay-at-home obligations. It's also reported that Tánais Dlí of Oiradgur has said that a limited mandatory hotel quarantine for those arriving in the state without a negative test result or from COVID-19 hotspots may be extended if it's approved today by the Cabinet's COVID subcommittee. For its lead story, the Irish Independent reports on central bank figures on the counties that have been hardest hit by the pandemic. Kerry, which has a high dependency on tourism, was the county which was worst affected, with an unemployment rate of 25%, compared with 17% in Cork, where more people work in manufacturing. The Irish Daily Mail leads with the story about an unnamed NHS doctor who was turned away from a Ryanair flight from London to Dublin on Saturday, despite having a negative PCR test, which he had done with the NHS. Ronan Smith reports that Ryanair staff insisted that the man needed a private test result to fly and that he was one of nine people turned away from the flight. Comments made by HSE boss Paul Reid on RTÉ's This Week programme yesterday, in which he says that eight hospitals have reached capacity and that there are only 24 ICU beds available in the system, generates the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mirror. For its lead story, the Irish Daily Star reports on an incident at a checkpoint in Donegal town yesterday afternoon, which resulted in Gardaí chasing a car which failed to pull over when requested, and the arrest of four people, two men and two women, who were subsequently released from Ballyshannon Garda station. And that paper also reports that Gardaí issued fixed penalty notices to 10 people who were found drinking in an illegal shebeen in an industrial premises in Swords in North County Dublin on Saturday night. As for on the front pages, the Irish News leads with political reaction to the Lucid Talk poll carried in the Sunday Times yesterday, which found that 51% of those surveyed would favour a border poll within the next 5 years. The Belfast Telegraph leads with the line that trusts in Northern Ireland are facing medical negligence cases which date back as far as the 1960s. McGregor's €6 million kicking. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Sun, which reports on how much money Conor McGregor is likely to earn despite suffering his first ever knockout in an MMA fight over the weekend. The picture on the front of today's Examiner is of the Lizard Estate in West Cork, which has just been sold to US buyers for an estimated €3.5 million. And finally, the weekend snowfall features in pictures on the front of two of today's papers. The Independent runs with an action shot taken by Dominic Walsh of snowboarder Jessica Murphy in mid-jump on the Stax Mountains near Tralee, County Kerry, while Brian Lawless's picture on the front of the Times shows two women about to take a dip off the Bull Wall in Dublin in the middle of a snow shower.